Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about Scrooged. Like the... Is there a person in your life, or is it you, that just ruins the holidays?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the Scrooge.
Are you?
Yeah, I guess I'm the Scrooge.
You know.
Yeah, you think so?
Well.
I know.
I mean, are you still, like, throwing kids' bikes off your lawn and stuff?
Yes, actually.
Well, then I guess it's
okay.
You. Do you have any lights up on your house?
No. But it'd be creepy for a guy by living
no,
by
No, it would
himself.
Not be yeah. creepy. I put Christmas lights up before I had kids.
When you live by yourself?
Well, I've never lived by myself, Steve. I'm codependent.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
But no, I think you can...
Oh, it's okay. I wouldn't be creepy. I don't live in a corner, creepy guy.
Dude,
in the
you're
corner
not fooling
with...
anybody.
It's okay.
Pretending
whatever.
That it's like not sheer laziness. It's keeping you like, no, it's because I'm a single guy. No, you just
I have
don't
no
want to
kids.
Put...
Yeah, it's
no. You can put lights
up. Much, yeah.
I see you just throwing cash at it, though.
Yeah, they have crews that come out. Yeah,
they charge you a lot of money for
it. That's fine with me.
So what we're really looking for is people who are bigger Scrooges than you can imagine. Maybe your boss. We want the biggest. Like your boss fired everybody on Christmas Eve.
Dude, that actually happened, didn't he?
Didn't he roll up in his new Ferrari from his bonus?
Yes, had the doors locked.
And then everybody's like, well, how come our car keys aren't working? He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're close. Yeah.
And then he tore out of the parking lot in his new sports gas.
Yes. We actually have a driver caught on camera plowing through an Indiana yard to destroy all of their Christmas decorations.
Were they Griswolds, though, or were they?
You know, I haven't seen the video, but he jumps out of his SUV. He makes sure his handiwork is good. They were actually the inflatables.
Okay, well, that's okay then. That's fine if it's the inflatables. Because, dude, that the only reason people put erect those in their yards is for other people to come and pop them.
I'm going to say this.
What?
Somebody has gone on a crime spree in my neighborhood. And I'm going to say that if it's happened in your neighborhood, you're inciting violence.
I'm inciting violence?
Because the people who put these up, I have a couple neighbors. They don't put any lights up, but they put up. Have you seen how many inflatables? Oh, my God. I just remembered this. Okay, I'm on my fifth tangent. There's some house, I think he lives in Texas. He's got so many inflatables that like people drive through his neighborhood and look at it. And one of his inflatables is taller than his house. He's got he's got a two-story, he's got one of those Santas that you would put like, you know, like certain businesses have the big Kong on top. And it's like, he's got a Santa that's like, I think it was 42 feet tall.
And
he's got all these.
That's cool.
Oh,
see,
but you
that
just
one's
said,
cool.
Yeah, the people put them up so you can poke them.
Yeah, but it's those clear ones where they have the Mickey as a stormtrooper.
The snow globe one?
Yeah, all those.
What about the Santa with the reindeer? Do you like that one?
If it's a 40-footer, yeah. If it's
so
one of those,
it's the size
it's
that matters
be
to
that,
you?
Yes, that is cool.
The bigger the decoration.
Right.
I'm telling you, I read a thing in Reunion. Somebody had a bunch of things. A bunch of the inflatables, and somebody went through and poked them all. And it's...
Well, whoever... You got to expect that if you're going to put that in your yard.
I would have never... That would have never occurred to me to drive over them with an SUV or to poke them. It would never occur to me.
Because if you pop them, they go...
They...
Like a balloon that goes all over, heck.
What was the last...
What?
What was the last thing you popped that went all over? Like that. I mean, when you pop a balloon, it goes pop.
At the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
Yes, okay, there it is. No, it just slowly lets out its dying breath.
Oh, I thought they like flop around.
Oh,
that'd be,
God.
That'd be fun.
It's not like one of the early Batman movies with...
Yes.
There's another. Okay, so we want your Scrooge stories as well. If you've got one, we want to talk to you. We've got a 31-year-old dude who's a Scrooge who had to be arrested because he wouldn't stop protesting outside a church.
Oh, no. What was the church doing?
They had breakfast with Santa.
Oh, they were being hypocrites.
I don't know if that's a hypocrite. You can believe in Jesus and Santa at the same time.
No, you can't worship both. You got to pick one.
Yeah, he was all mad that they were.
I see that.
Yeah, he was like, "How can you be pushing this message?" Yeah. He gets TV shows to push his message, push the JC message. Do breakfast with Jesus.
JC and SC.
Yes, that's what they're doing. He was mad about that. He had to be. He's a Grinch because he's been. He's been kicked out. What was the other one that I wanted to do? Oh, this is another decorating one. Maybe you'll like this guy as well, since you're into poking people's decorations.
Yeah.
A South Carolina man has been charged with arson after he burned down the Christmas decorations in a Charleston neighborhood.
Oh, well, okay.
He set fire to the property of multiple neighbors in the neighborhood of Somerville. He lit up a snowman decoration, probably the one you're talking about.
Yes. Melted it.
No, but would an inflatable light on fire?
It would just drip. It would just melt. It would just stink. It was really
sure
bad
wouldn't go
smell.
Probably
wouldn't do that one. No.
Do the thing you wanted to do. It said, yeah, he lit up a snowman decoration that was in the front yard of one home. Then he was detained burning Christmas decor at another home.
Jeez.
Fire and Rescue was trying to put out a house fire that he had also set.
Wow.
And he is said to have busted a garage window trying to light a fire of another structure.
I think it's just not really a Scrooge, but a pyromaniac.
He's a pyro Scrooge. Yes, he's
Scrooge of mania.
The pyrotechnic version of Scrooge. All right, so these people are all bad. We don't care if your Scrooge was you caught him cheating on you, you got fired on Christmas Eve, or just ripping whatever the worst Scrooging ruining your Christmas story you got. We want to hear it right now, Jessica.
Yay!
Scrooged.
It wasn't me personally, but a couple years ago, I was working for a construction company, and we were on site a couple days before Christmas, and it had been a gift-giving day, so my boss drank a little bit, so I drove him over to the job site, and they were pouring concrete down, and a little bit of it slapped onto his pants, and he decided right then and there to have him fired.
Oh, why not have him killed?
Wait, what?
Right?
He fired somebody on Christmas Eve.
Because he was standing too close to the cement, so let me fire that guy.
And he's intoxicated on a job site.
Wow.
A bit of it, yeah. In his defense, it was a little bit high and a little bit of it slapped quite a bit, you know. But you're on a construction site.
Yeah,
you know?
Don't stand next to...
I'm sorry.
What?
You might get dirty.
Yeah.
You might get soiled.
Yeah.
It's messy there.
Wow. So did you... You should have brought him up to his man, your man. You should have turned him in.
Well, you know, a little bit after that, I was no longer with them. So.
Oh, you got fired on the next Christmas Eve. Maybe Valentine's Day. Thank you.
A D-bag.
Jessica. Katrina.
Hey, yay.
Yay. Scrooged.
Hey, so my brother was coming home on Christmas Eve from a party, and he had scraped out a parking spot for himself to just build really bad. And it was across the street from our house by our old man neighbor. And so my brother gets home, you know, and there's trash cans where he had plowed out the snow. And so he starts moving the trash cans to move his car back in there, and he hears rustling behind these big old bushes that our neighbor had. And the neighbor pops out with a loaded gun, cocks it and goes, "You better get the heck out of here," and tries to shoot my brother.
What the heck?
These people are dark, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get a phone call from my other neighbor. She goes, "Hey, your brother's outside right now with the other neighbor, and he has a gun pulled on him." And we're like, "What the heck?" And so, yeah, and then all of a sudden, what, next thing you know, our van of cops are all over the place, and the old man got arrested, and he had a bullet in the chamber ready to shoot my brother.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, it was Arvada.
You're right. Okay. You guys are really good at this Scrooge stuff. Jessica.
Yay.
Scrooged.
So, in high school, my friends went around and stole all of the baby Jesuses from the nativity scene.
Yeah.
That is such a terrible, terrible thing to do.
Yeah, steal all of it. You got the sheep, the wise man. You need it all. Just mangers.
Yeah, you don't want just a little of that set. Although the premium dollars are for JC.
That is true.
Why would they do that?
They thought it would be funny, and so they put them all in my friend's garage, and it actually made the news. You know, someone was going around.
It was a town without Jesus.
Pretty much.
It's a Hallmark movie.
It is.
Oh my God. That is awful. Thank you for the call, Jessica. Melissa?
Yai.
You are disguised. Scrooged?
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was cooking Christmas dinner last year and slaving over the kitchen, and I heard noise in the other room. And it was my husband on the floor with the kids opening up all of the presents that we had under the tree.
Fun!
While you were working?
Literally while I was making all of, like, we had both families coming over. So I'm making food for, like, 12 people. And he's opening gifts that he thinks it's funny. And I stormed in the room and I was devastated because I'm thinking, I worked so hard to get these gifts and wrap them. I did most of the work. So
he stole every ounce of the glory, everything.
Yeah. Like, I was so excited. And I have to tell you, I mean, I found so many toys and so many things, great deals. I did all the research. So I was the one that was excited to do it. So I got pissed off. And so I was like, you know what? You're going to screw with me. I'm going to screw with you. So I took my apron off quietly, went outside, and I pulled down all of the Christmas lights.
Shut your mouth! You did not!
Wrong!
Oh my God, I thought he was the Scrooged, but now we've got two Scrooged in the same...
He deserved every moment of it. And I have to tell you, on my block specifically, it's very much like, who's got the best lights? Like, it's a competition every year. And so my husband...
You're all dark now.
...so much pride in these lights. Oh, yeah. No, the whole house was dark. And when the nighttime came, he had no idea. And so nighttime came, and he was like, how come it looks so dark outside?
Like, how come there's glass bulbs laying around everywhere?
Piles of crap in front of the house, all the decorations, all the lights. Just... like literally in a pile in the front lawn.
You should plug the piles in.
I think it's got a twinkling blink on it.
Little piles of blinking lights. Slacker and Steve.